From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you all. So, we're spending the week taking stock of where we've been to better chart the course where we're going.
I've always said, Peter, life is a highway. I want to ride it all night long.
One of our favorite interviews during the past year took place at one of our favorite places, the Red Rocks Amphitheater, outside Denver, Colorado.
I felt like Bono from U2. Well, even more than I usually do.
For our special guest, we invited Michaela Schifrin, only 19 years old and already an Olympic gold medalist ski racer. I asked her if she had been born on the slopes.
Yeah, so I came out and at the top of the mountain and I just
slid
right
down. Yeah.
Like,
and the you know, the OBGYN is down at the bottom.
Like,
at the lodge.
God, push
waiting
harder.
Waiting for you to come. But you must have grown up skiing, right?
I did.
Like everybody
grow up skiing.
Did.
Yeah, I started skiing when I was 2 years old.
2 years old?
Well, I mean,
how big are those skis?
Standing up skis.
How big are those skis?
Really small. They're like really small.
Like a ruler?
Yeah, like a ruler.
That's like American Doll accessories.
Yes. It is. Perfect. I never even thought of that. I had my American Girl doll and the horse and the whole thing, and I should have put her on skis.
It would have been awesome.
It would have been awesome.
What was I thinking?
And how old were you when it was like, oh, she's good. You're good at this.
You should have my mom on here, or my dad. Yes, when I was 3 years old, I thought I was very good at skiing.
Really?
No.
So I thought that too, but I was really wrong.
Well, you're good at this. Did you think you were going to be good at this when you were 3?
No, when I was 3, I was pretty much going to be a skier.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Dreams don't come true.
If somebody said...
Yes? A nice Olympian talk, by the way. Some dreams don't come true.
Here she is. Campbell Soup presents Michaela Schifrin saying, to hell with you losers.
Dream big, but keep a small dream, too.
Yeah.
No. Dream big, but don't be upset if it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually kind of serious because I assume in growing up in Vail, everybody skis, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Mostly, yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's an expensive sport, so you want to be like cautious about saying everybody skis because some people don't have the luxury. But I fell in love with sport when I started to ski gates. Once I was allowed to start training gates around 6 years old, then I really fell in love with it.
6 years old.
Well, I mean, NASCAR, I don't know.
Yeah.
But there was that dry period between 3 and 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michaela, you know what I never understood? I thought in the old days when I would watch the Olympics that they weren't supposed to hit the thingy.
That's because...
Let me translate from Paula. What she means is that now, when you watch someone like yourself, you're actually running over the pole, the gate. You're knocking it over as you pass it.
That's good terminology.
Thank you. But in the old days, I'm trying to explain. But in the old days, it seemed as like you weren't allowed to touch it.
Well, yeah. Well, see, in the old days, it was bamboo, and so it really hurt when you touched it. And people still tried, and they got bruises. And now they're plastic, and they have these, I don't know, it falls over when you hit it. But you still get bruises, so... The whole point of the sport is not about hitting the gates. It's about skiing down as fast as possible. So
why not use, like, colored snow?
Because then you can ski around. Well, I don't know.
Well, I want to talk, because I've watched a lot of ski racing, and it seems so intense. When you're up there at the top of the mountain, and there's always that moment, the camera's right on you, and the clock's on it. What are you thinking as you're about to go? Are you thinking what I would think, which is, oh no, oh no, oh no?
Yes.
Are you really?
A lot of times I'm thinking I'm going to die.
Wow.
Well, it depends. Most of the time I'm pretty confident because it's, you know, I've been ski racing for a while, so I'm confident. But every now and then there's a moment where you're like, I'm freezing, I'm wearing a spandex suit, so I'm pretty much naked. I have this really ugly helmet on, and I'm painting it to make it look pretty, but everybody knows helmets are not.
Wait a minute, are you telling me you're up there like at the Olympics with literally the eyes of the world on you, and you're getting ready to ski for Olympic gold, and you're thinking to yourself, this helmet does not flatter me. That's what's going through your head?
Yep.
Yes,
this ain't cute.
Is that what held you back, ages 3 through 6?
The accessories weren't cute.
Yeah.
Those were really the dark years. I sensed that.
All right, Michaela, we've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
It's the cheese after it.
So you might think that downhill ski racing is dangerous. Then you have never seen the Gloucestershire cheese rolling races. For centuries in Britain, competitors have hurled their bodies down a frighteningly steep hill. None of that snow stuff, mind you, to cushion the fall. Chasing a wheel of cheese. Sure, one year, 33 people had to go to the hospital. But the winner gets to keep the wheel of cheese.
Yeah.
Beats some metal, doesn't it? We're going to ask you three questions about the great Gloucestershire cheese races. Get two right. You'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their voicemail. Bill, who is Olympian Michaela Schifrin playing for?
Randall and Beth Ferguson of Denver, Colorado.
Sorry, Randall.
All right, here's your first question, Michaela. Every spring, men and women gather at the top of this very steep hill in Gloucestershire, and then they race to see who gets the cheese. According to local experts, the best strategy for winning the race is what? Wait at the back of the pack for everyone to fall down the hill and hurt themselves, then slowly walk down the hill to win the race. B, get drunk first. Or C, lie down across the hill and just roll, the strategy being known as being the cheese.
I'm gonna do B, get drunk first. Well, okay, here's the reasoning. C, you're rolling sideways down a hill. I mean, everybody did this as kids. You have no idea what's going on. You don't know which way's up or down. And you always somehow go sideways.
Right.
And so you'd end up just rolling sideways across the hill, which isn't very good. And then there's always the one crazy person who's going to make it to the cheese. So you can't just, you know, wait at the top.
Right. You're a true competitor. You parsed this out.
Check that out.
Okay. So you're going to go for B?
Yes.
You are correct. It is get drunk first. It is a very steep hill. Really steep. And most people believe nobody entirely sober could hurl him or herself down it. Don't get too drunk, though. Just drunk enough is the wisdom. That's good. You got one right. There are a lot of injuries. Racers go flying. The videos, like I said, are horrifying. So last year, the local authorities tried to stop the event. They tried to stop it from happening by doing what? A, telling the 86-year-old woman who makes the cheeses that she would be liable for any injury. B, passing a law requiring all cheeses to be manufactured in a square shape. Or C, just bulldozing that hill flat.
A.
A. You're confidently choosing A.
Yeah.
I like your style. You're right. Yes, that's what they did.
How could you make everybody agree to make cheese in a block shape? It comes in the ovular...
Ovular?
It's a word.
Yeah.
In my dictionary.
Yeah.
I'm 19.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm in the age of technology and creating your own words.
Ovular.
You are right. Diane Smart, 86, has made the cheeses for the event for years, and police came to her house and warned her that if anybody was badly hurt, they'd hold her responsible. She made the cheese anyway.
Okay, so question for you. What was her response to that?
Her response to that cannot be said on public radio. Last question. The winner this year, Josh Shepard, shocked organizers when he announced right after he won the cheese. What? A, he didn't mean to compete in the race. He was going to watch it, but he tripped and rolled down the hill in front of everybody. B, he was a, quote, lactosexual and intended to marry the cheese. Or C, actually, he doesn't even really like cheese.
They're probably C, yeah.
C again. You're good. You're very good.
Confident.
So now he has an 8-pound wheel of cheese he's not going to eat because, quote,
really like that.
He doesn't really like cheese. Bill, how did Michaela do in this competition?
Well, she's 19 years old, she's an Olympic champion, and now she is a champion on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Cannot keep this woman down.
If anybody has questions about cheese
racing. Michaela Schifrin is the reigning Olympic and world champion in slalom. Michaela Schifrin, thank you so much for being with us. Michaela Schifrin!